The first home run of the season for the Raptors. It was Luke Skinner, a three-run shot into right field, and made it a 5-3 ball game. After just one inning of action, all of a sudden 8 runs on the scoreboard between these two teams. Well, we'll see if Drew Thompson can make it more of a pitcher's duel. Here in the top of the second, he's going up against the leadoff batter, Braden Mazzucano. And the first pitch to Mazzucano is a little low for ball number one. Mazzucano, the designated hitter for tonight's game, listed as a pitcher on the roster, as that is right across the edge of the plate for strike number one. Brings it back even at a 1-1 count. Drew Thompson, similarly a two-way player, although he has yet to take an at-bat, as that pitch misses inside for ball number two. Expect to see Thompson takes a couple hacks a little bit later in the week. But right now we see him dealing on the mound, and he gets a swing and a miss of the other two-way player, Mazzucano, and the count now rolls to 2-2. That first inning was a little bit rough to start things off. A walk, a single, a hit by pitch, and a single. But a swing and a miss here, and that's back-to-back-to-back strikeouts for Drew Thompson. 3 in a row for the right-hander, and now there's one away here in the top of the second. And I talked about those four straight guys getting on base after that point, though. He had the strikeout and the caught stealing, so effectively a double play. And then he struck out the next batter, as this pitch is on the outside edge for strike number one. Brings it to an 0-1 count against Jake Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon, the right-handed hitter from Indian River State Community College. The 0-1 to him misses outside, and back even at 1-1. And you can see Thompson, it felt like all of a sudden, knew where he wanted to throw the pitches in that plate appearance against Nathan Ball. Started finding the strike zone, getting his stride down, knowing what the mound feels like, and it's going to feel a little bit different. It's a bit wet out here, as this one is skied into right field. Easily playable by Kobayashi, and he'll make the catch for out number two. So that does end the streak of consecutive strikeouts for him, but he'll take an out any way he can get it. Trying to come through with his first shutout frame as a Raptor. Thompson, one of the faster pitchers on this Raptors team. We was talking with Ziggy about him earlier in the week, and he said, yeah, I think that's my fastest arm on this squad, as pitch misses away for ball number one. Highest velo guy. And up on the scoreboard, we got a little bit of a mile per hours going, a radar gun, as that pitch misses outside as well, 2-0. And you're seeing him pretty consistently top over 90s. But what I was being told is he's got 97, 96 mile an hour stuff at his fastest. And this one, a grounder over to third. Skinner's there. He'll pick it up and throw across the diamond, but he was a little too relaxed on that throw. Lets it get away from the first baseman, Guerrero. And Skinner, his second error as a Raptor. And the runner reaches safely on the bag. And you could see Skinner kind of just hop into that throw and a little too relaxed on it. Let it release highly, and that's the first error of the game for either team. And Skinner yesterday, he had made a fielding error at the hot corner, one that had gone in and out of his glove, and the runner is taking off. And he was already at second before the pitch even hit home. Now, that might have been one of the easiest steals, one of the best jumps you're ever going to see. And so Christian Smith-Johnson over to second base with the stolen bag, as that pitch had missed for ball number one. That's always a tough thing to do. We're back to the top of the lineup. Ryan Pruitt at the plate. Left-handed batter, as the home plate umpire is going to speak with the Wausau manager to talk about something. And now we're bringing in the first base umpire as well to talk about something. There's a man on second right now with two away, a 1-0 count to Ryan Pruitt, and they're both kind of pointing over at second base where just last pitch, Christian Smith-Johnson had stolen the bag, and maybe it's got something to do with wanting a balk called, but, I mean, Drew Thompson followed through completely with the pitch. It was a slow delivery, but it seemed like he wanted to make sure that he got the pitch across the plate and not be called with the ball. So the pitch over here is going to miss outside for ball number one. So, well, it looks like they're going to say because the runner took off before the pitcher was ready, they're going to say that that was still on the last play as this one misses inside for ball number two. So it's a 2-0 count. Now, rather than being a 3-0 count, it's 2-0. That pitch did not count from Thompson because they said that the play was still going from prior to that. 2-0 count is lifted down the left field line, and it's going to hit the rat trap and bounce around in the coolers up there. And well, a great spot to hang out. I was hanging around up there, and it's a nice area. It's got a beautiful view of the game. The rat trap up there. They've got the unlimited drinks. Man, how could you not want to go to the rat trap? Great spot to watch it. No netting in front of you, though, so you got to stay a little bit aware as this one gets high and away, and on the 2-1 count, easily taking off from second to third on the wild pitch was Christian Smith-Johnson. So a 3-0 count runner, sorry, a 3-1 count runner on third base. Smith-Johnson advancing on the wild pitch. And Drew Thompson trying to keep this shutout inning, even though it wouldn't be an earned run if Smith-Johnson comes around to score, as the pitch misses inside for ball number four, and Ryan Pruitt will take his base for the second time today. A walk in the first inning, a walk in the second inning. Now, the first frame, he came around to score after stealing second, as Drew Thompson throws the ball off to his dugout to manager Ziggy. We'll go and grab that ball and put it in the dugout. Two away, new batter is Josh McClintock, a right-handed hitter from Dodge City Community College. Runners on the corners. And with two away, you can try and catch that runner stealing second without worrying about the runner taking home, as that pitch misses outside for ball number one to McClintock. That was not quite the case earlier in the game when Dylan Schlotterbeck was on the base paths and took off. 1-0 count right in there for strike number one. Good heater from Drew Thompson. You could hear that one kind of pop in the glove of Ashton Zacher. Drew Thompson, after that pitch, kind of taking a little bit more time here. Now he's sitting over there on first base. See the man Pruitt taking a little bit of time, and he's going to go, showing bunt. The pitch is outside and not able to grab it, so the runner on second now is Ryan Pruitt with the stolen base. That's another one for Wausau, and you know they're good at stealing bases. They've already got three in the game, which exceeds the total number of stolen bases allowed by the Rafters throughout the first two games. And we're only in the second inning of this one. The 2-1 misses outside, and McClintock now a 3-1 count. So 3-1 with two away. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. It's over to shortstop. Garcia's there. He's going to try and make the throw in time, and he does in for out number three. 6-3 on the put out, and despite the runners reaching second and third, they stay there for Wausau, and it remains a 5-3 Rafters lead here in the middle of the second. Quick break here. When we come back, more Rafters baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas as we enter into the bottom of the second inning of action. It's a 5-3 Rafters lead, and, well, the Rats were cooking in the bottom of the first offensively after back-to-back batters were retired. It was five straight that reached base, and that was capped off by Luke Skinner's three-run shot there in the bottom of the first, and that made it the 5-3 lead. It was a go-ahead three-run bomb from the batter, the left-handed batter, right over that right field wall over the Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa sign, and made it 5-3. The top of the second, a shutout frame from Drew Thompson. That brings up J.J. Garcia to the plate. Garcia, right-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters. He's the nine-hole hitter before we get back to the top of the order. Trying to keep the Rafters' success from the first inning rolling as the first pitch here misses inside for ball number one. And the always upbeat Garcia, he's trying to break out of a slump from these first couple of games as the first pitch is fouled off and makes it a 1-1 count. Yet to record a hit so far, and going back to last night's game, Garcia was batting cleanup, went 0-for-4 with a strikeout, as this pitch on the inside edge for strike number two caught him looking, and now it's a 1-2 count. Here's the 1-2, it's inside, and we are back even with a 2-2. Garcia, the shortstop from El Paso Community College. Breaking ball misses inside from Jezerski, who's still working on the mound after that rough first inning. Trying to lower that ERA, but he's got to find the strike zone without offering up a cookie, and can't do that here. He misses inside, and that's ball number four, and J.J. Garcia will take his base. So a leadoff base runner for the Rafters is, it'll bring up the top of the order, Jack Guerrero. Officially, that is a hit by pitch of J.J. Garcia. It missed pretty far inside and just caught off the edge of the wrists. I wasn't sure if they were going to call that a ball or not, but the left-handed hitting Guerrero now in the batter's box. Runner on first, nobody out, bottom of the second. Throw back to first, keeps the runner there, and Garcia, you wouldn't be a shock to see him try and steal second. Certainly a mobile guy, and he's showing that leadoff like he might take, but won't do it there, and the pitch misses outside from Ethan Jezerski. A 1-0 count to the Rafters' first baseman. He's 0-for-1 on the game today. He grounded out 4-3 back in that first inning. The 1-0 misses outside again, and Jezerski missing his spot right now after that hit by pitch. He's really missed the last three in a row have all missed pretty big margins. One of those being the hit by pitch, and looks like we've got a man warming up in the Wausau bullpen. And the bullpen over there just going to get a little bit of time here as Jake Weatherspoon goes to talk with Jezerski and kind of calm him down. In that first inning, Jezerski threw 26 pitches. The cap for an inning is 35, in which case you're not allowed to come back out for another inning as Braden Davis is warming up in the bullpen. So he is expected to be the next woodchuck into the game. Maybe we'll see him this inning if the Rafters keep it rolling, but a 2-0 pitch is right on the outside edge to bring it back more in favor of Jezerski, but still, Guerrero's got the edge, 2-1. Runner on first is going to be a pickoff attempt, but Garcia was ready for that one. He was kind of diving back before the throw even came out of the hand of Jezerski. So back in plenty of time is Guerrero. Ready at the plate. The pitch, framed very well behind the plate and makes it a 2-2 count. Now, right on that outside edge. And 2-2, runner on first base. Guerrero trying to be one of the many rafters to reach safely. And he sends this one high into right field. This is going back. Right fielder turns around, and he hits his face on the scoreboard. Sayonara. And it is 7-3 Rafters. And it's a home run party here in Wisconsin Rapids on a rainy day, but hey, a rainy day, they'll say we'll make it rain. Jack Guerrero. Two-run bomb into right field, and the lefties are loving it right now. Luke Skinner, Jack Guerrero, both with home runs of their own. Only in the bottom of the second, but it's a 7-3 ball game as Brent Gallegos steps up to the plate. Taking on Ethan Jezerski, the right-handed batter, watches the first pitch hit the outside edge for strike number one. And Guerrero, maybe a little bit ticked off that he didn't get his home run to be the first of the season for the Rafters, but I'm sure he'll take the second home run of the season as that one drops in there 75 miles an hour on the inside edge for strike number two. That's a great breaking ball from Jezerski. Needed that one, but misses on the 0-2 a little bit low. Bring it back to a 1-2 count. Gallegos, one of just two Rafters that have yet to get on base this game as he gets that one off the end of the bat towards right field and right towards all those Wausau Woodchucks just sitting next to the bullpen. They got a lot of pitchers here already at this point in the season, especially compared to what Ziggy likes to call the skeleton crew of the Rafters. Rafters got 14 pitchers as that one is in there, called strike three, got him looking. That's out number one in the frame. And so it brings up Ashton Zacher with one away and the base is empty. And Gallegos had been batting very, very well up to this point in the season, so it's a surprise that he's the one that has yet to get on bases. The Woodchucks will make a pitching change, and the new Rafters tradition of banging the oars is coming on through the stands, and we'll step aside as we get this pitching change for you. Braden Davis checking into the game, and we'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, just 1 1/3 innings of work for Ethan Jezerski, but His night is over here in Wisconsin Rapids after 7 runs were scored by the Rafters. Had to get a little bit of time to warm up the reliever, Braden Davis, who checks into the game, a right-handed pitcher from Paradise Valley Community College, a junior from there. This past season, though, he did not end up playing. The previous 2 years, though, got a little bit more playing time. He had 10 appearances in 2024 for Paradise Valley. After 7 in 2023, he came out of the pen in all 17 of his appearances there. And he's currently in the transfer portal looking for a new home, hoping to make a name for himself. And he'll follow up Jezerski, trying to change the tide for the Rafters. And, well, the Rafters have certainly been having the tide in their favor as Zachary swings and misses at the first one. And Zachary, left-handed batter. He singled his first time up, so 1-for-1 on the game as that pitch misses a little low and brings it back to a 1-1 count. The Rafters already 5 hits in the game as the 1-1 is just going to miss a little low for ball number 2 and brings it to a 2-1 count. So 2-1 with one away and bases empty. That misses inside to bring it 3-1. Nearly hit Zacher, but he was kind of standing steady there and wasn't able to quite get the call for the hit-by-pitch. It definitely didn't hit him, but 3-1, runner, no runners on. Here's the 3-1. That pitch misses outside, and he'll take his base. So a one-out walk for the Rafters, and Zacher's on for the second time today. And he scored back in the first inning on the wild pitch from Jezerski. And, well, hey, base runners, any way you can get them. Zacher, not much of a threat to steal a base, but he'll definitely try and take off if there's a wild pitch. Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate, and he's been hot. Couple of doubles here those last 2 plate appearances, as that's right across the zone for strike number 1. Clayton Jr., the center fielder tonight, right-handed batter, going up against the right-handed Davis. On first, Zacher, not much of a lead, but they are going to check him on the bag, and he'll slide back in safely. So 0-1 count now to the Cal State Northridge collegiate player, Royce Clayton Jr. Here's the pitch from Davis. This one is well hit into left field, but should be able to be caught. Trailing back at the warning track, it's a running catch from the left fielder Longmire, but he's able to track it down for out number 2. And that one kept drifting out there. The flag's in center field right now. It's just straight down. There's almost no wind out here. If there is any, it is slightly blowing out towards center field. So would have given it a slight lift out there, but not really any effect. It is Hiroto Kobayashi steps up to the plate, watches the first pitch miss for ball number 1. Kobayashi, the right fielder who walked back in the first inning. The 1-0 count misses outside to bring it 2-0. Kobayashi, it seems like every time that you see him, he's locked in. He's ready to go, thinking about, you know, how he can keep improving his game. And he's been one of the better Rafters batters this season as he swings and barely gets a piece of that one, but it's fouled back and count runs to 2-1. So a 2-1 count with the runner on first, Zacher. Still not getting much of a leadoff over there. The 2-1 misses outside, and now Kobayashi, and you're never really going to see him take a bad swing out there. I think every single swing I've seen from him so far has been relatively around the zone. Is another pickoff attempt back to first base. Zacher doesn't even need to slide. He just steps back onto the bag. He wasn't far enough away for a slide to be necessary. So now the 3-1 home is outside, and it's another walk from Braden Davis. So runners on first and second now for the Rafters as they keep threatening to add to their 7-3 lead. Big opportunity here to make something happen. And the first pitch here to Noah Ruiz, the right-handed batter, is on the way, and this one's hit over to shortstop. Should be easily playable. 6-4 on the easy put out, and that does it for the inning. So the Rafters are able to plate two thanks to the two-run shot from Jack Guerrero. They get two runs on the one hit, no errors, and they leave two stranded. It's 7-3 Rafters through two. We'll be back with more on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Now this feels a lot better for Rafters fans right now. A 7-3 lead as we enter into the third inning. Things going very smoothly for Wisconsin Rapids. Drew Thompson, a shutout second inning. He looks to keep that rolling along here in the third as he keeps rolling for the Rafters as Thompson up to 44 pitches in the game so far, and he's been over 20 pitches in each of his first two innings, but he's been getting a little more consistent. Last couple is the first pitch here, misses outside for ball number one to Charlie Longmire, and you look back to the second inning, and it could have been a 1-2-3 inning had it not been for the throwing error from third bases. This one is popped foul high and straight back out of play to bring it back to a 1-1 count. And so after what would have been 1-2-3, it was another walk from Thompson, but then he got the next batter out to keep the trouble away. So a 1-1 count here is hit up the middle and a diving play not able to bring it in. J.J. Garcia nearly had it on the extension, but instead it's a single from Charlie Longmire. He's now on base for the second time today after he was hit by a pitch in the first. And he's the last run to have scored for the Woodchucks. And so he's the lead base runner with nobody out in the third frame. Dylan Schlotter back up to the plate now, as Thompson will get reset. Got to make sure that he keeps that man on, as you've seen the Woodchucks continuously steal base after base after base. They've got three stolen bases as a team, as this one is popped foul straight back out of play for an 0-1 count. Thompson taking his time on the mound as there's a quick jump off over at first, and they nearly had him on the pickoff, but somehow, Charlie Longmire was able to get back. I mean, he was about ready to go. He took that hop like he was going to run to second. Able to adjust as soon as he landed back on the dirt and dove back in for safety. So an 0-1 count. Runner still on first and another pickoff attempt. So that's back-to-back attempts over at first base. Drew Thompson a little bit worried over there, and rightfully so, though. I had said three stolen bases earlier. It's actually two stolen bases. One of them was considered defensive indifference. As the pitch here from Thompson misses high, and that had a lot of horizontal action from what looked like a fastball from Thompson. Cutting back inside, and got a 1-1 count for Schlotterback from Lakeway, Texas. Entered the game batting 250 in the first two is another pickoff attempt back to first just to keep his man on the bag. So we stay with a 1-1 count. Schlotterback. He's a commitment to the University of Kansas as that one misses low for ball number two. And Schlotterback had that two RBI single back at first that sent home a pair. Pretty clutch hitter in that situation. He's going to see if he can pick up his second hit of the game or at least get on base for the second time as that pitch just misses from Thompson as his hat fell off for a second time today. I'm going to start a counter for that. Two times the hat has fallen off for Drew Thompson. 3-1 count, runner on first base, nobody out for the Woodchucks. 7-3, the Rafters lead. And taking off from first, the runner goes, but the pitch missed outside and was a wild pitch, so he's safe at second anyways as Dylan Schlotterback goes over to first. And with that walk, it looks like we're going to get some action over in the Rafters bullpen. As that's Jaffet Martinez warming up. Martinez, a guy who came in just yesterday to Wisconsin Rapids. And I'll talk a little bit more about him once he gets in. As Drew Thompson and Ziggy are having a chat on the mound after a little bit of a wait here. So runners on first and second, nobody out. Thompson seemed relatively strong so far. He's been able to locate a little bit better than we saw yesterday, but still we're looking to see what he can bring at his best. A single and a walk in this inning, not what he'd imagined, but also it's the 3 and 4 hole hitters for Wausau. I mean, those are supposed to be some of your best guys. Now you get to more of the back half of the order after Nathan Ball. Ball is at the plate. Left-handed batter. First pitch is fouled off once again just past the rat trap. Thought it was going to nail one of those coolers sitting over there, but instead it goes over to our concession stands here at Witterfield. And a couple of fans going to race over for it. See who's going to be the first to pick it up. 0-1 count to Nathan Ball. Thompson set on the rubber. He looks back to second. Now he fires home and misses inside on this pitch to bring it back to a 1-1 count. Ball struck out swinging back in the first inning. Trying to get back to work here is... Here's the 1-1. Both runners taking off and no throw at either base from Ashton Zacher. He'll just keep that in his glove. And on the ball, it's now 2-1 the count, but runners, multiple runners in scoring position. So this could be a key position now for the Woodchucks. All a left-handed batter. We've seen the baseball fly out of the park a couple times over that right field wall today, but this one's hit the opposite way. This one's going back, and still Thompson Gallegos able to make the catch. Sorry, he throws it back to second base, and a runner will come home to score on the sacrifice fly. So it's 7-4. Rafter still leading here in the top of the third, and Gallegos tracking that one. It was a little bit more of a run than he was hoping for, and still he makes the smart play and goes for it, but a quick throw here between Luke Skinner and Drew Thompson as well after that hit, and Thompson now set on the mound. Dylan Schlotterbeck at second base. Hagen Jerschle at the plate. And the pitch here is a throw down to third base, and oh man, the throw was there in time, but they couldn't put the tag down. It was a little in front of the bag, and Skinner had to turn, couldn't quite get it as Schlotterbeck slid to the outside of the plate, so a stolen base for the Woodchucks shortstop. He's on third with one away in the third. Right-handed hitting Keegan Jerschle at the plate. Watches that one go right across for strike number one. 1-1 count to the second baseman. He's 0-for-1 on the game. Struck out swinging back in the first. Here's the 1-1, and it's fouled back high into the netting, and count runs to 1-2. So Nathan Ball getting an RBI. It's the first run scored since the two RBI single from Schlotterbeck in the first. 7-4, the Rafters lead. They managed two runs in the second on the two-run shot from Jack Guerrero. They also scored five in the first. Three of those coming off a three-run jack from Luke Skinner. Is that pitch is going to miss just a bit and bring it to a count at 2-2. The runner on third base is Schlotterbeck. He's shown off the wheels already, swiping third base. It would be an easy score on a fly ball as this one is hit straight back into the press box, a little bit above it. So the count remains 2-2 with one away in the third. The Woodchucks started off the season 1-1. They really struggled to get these base runners aboard, but managed five runs in the first two games as this one is fouled back and just barely another piece of it, so we'll redo the count once again. Still 2-2, and the seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next to Jerschle. Wausau had won their first game 3-0, but lost 2-3 last night against Kenosha. Here's the 2-2 home, and it's a breaking ball that was swung on and missed low. The throw down to first, though, they got him. And so a strikeout swinging of Jerschle on a what could have been a wild pitch had it not been for the block behind the plate from Zacher. And he throws down to first, gets him, and the runner stayed on third as well. Another key there. So two away, runner on third base. Now there's no chance of a sacrifice, which is huge for the Rafters to keep it potentially at a three-run lead, disregarding a hit of some sort, as here's a swing and a miss from Braden Mazzucano. Mazzucano struck out swinging back in the second. Trying to get back on the right track. Mazzucano from the University of Illinois, native of Schaumburg, Illinois. This pitch in there, called strike number two. Mazzucano, the designated hitter tonight, so haven't seen him in the field and maybe won't too much this season, as generally going to be used a little bit more as a pitcher, but here's the 0-2. That pitch high and away brings it back to a 1-2 count. The runner on third for Mazzucano, you got to watch out to see what his bat's going to do. Left-handed hitter at the plate going up against the right-handed Drew Thompson. We'll bring the leg up and fire home, and that is a little low for ball number two and didn't miss by much. The fans not happy about that call, and giving the home plate umpire some grief about it. So we'll come back to the 2-2 count here. Thompson looking over to third quickly, now fires home, and this pitch a little bit low again. Went a little more so than the last one, and the count runs full. It's 3-2 with two away in the third inning. Three-run lead for the Rafters, and Thompson trying to keep it at that with the runner on third. Shortstop Garcia, second baseman Ruiz right on the lip of the outfield, and the pitch missing inside. And after having the lead in the count, it's a six-pitch walk to Braden Mazzucano. And now you've got runners on the corners for Wausau. One of the things that you can see about this Woodchucks team is that just about everyone can steal bags. So you're again watching out for the runner taking off for second. Earlier in the game, we saw defensive indifference in this same exact situation with runners on first and third and two away. As this one misses inside for ball number one to Jake Weatherspoon. And back in that situation, the runner taking off for second. And it looked like Zacher could have potentially thrown down, but didn't quite catch it cleanly. But either way, Rafters didn't offer a throw down to second as the runner takes off here. And this one for sure going to be defensive indifference once again as the runner takes off from first to second in there without even a look down from Ashton Zacher. 2-0 count for Jake Weatherspoon. And here is a pitch right across the middle for strike number one as Thompson's hat fell off for the third time today. I said I was going to be keeping track of that. We've seen three times now. I know that's what you came here to listen to. How many times has Drew Thompson's hat fallen off? Well, we got a 2-1 count. Runners on second and third. This pitch misses outside and makes it 3-1. Weatherspoon flew out to right field back in the second inning. That was his only plate appearance of the game so far. Thompson's pitch count certainly getting up there on the frame, but with Jaffet Martinez warming up for a while, this one is popped high into right field. Should be easily caught by Kobayashi, and he makes the play for out number three. So, once again, the Woodchucks put a couple runners on base, but only one of them comes around to score, and it was thanks to the Nathan Ball sack fly. So one run on one hit. They leave two on base, and it's 7-4, Rafters in the middle of the third. We'll come back after this. It's WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, a new pitcher in last inning, Braden Davis, He's back to work on the mound to start off the bottom of the third for the Woodchucks and the Rafters, finding themselves up three runs here in the bottom of the third. It's 7-4. The offense in no shortage tonight, but it has slowed down a little bit over the last three half innings. And, well, we're looking to see if Luke Skinner can follow up his three-run home run with another great appearance. And they hit him. They went behind Luke Skinner. They hit his backside as he stepped in towards the plate. So Luke Skinner, first pitch, he was hit by it. And that was after smashing a three-run shot back in the first inning. So, and he might be a little bit mad about that one, but didn't seem to make too much of a fuss about it as he went down to first. Actually, when I say that, he didn't make any fuss, really. I was a little bit surprised at that, as Pat Costin now up the plate, watches the first pitch miss outside for ball number one. Leadoff runner on first. Austin at the plate, the left-handed batter, going up against the righty Davis. And this pitch misses outside as well to bring the count 2-0. Costin, 0-1 in the game so far. Struck out looking back in the first. Got a 2-0 lead in the count here, and make that 3-0 as the next pitch misses outside. So Costin staying patient, and that's key for him. I mentioned it earlier, a little bit swing happy in his first two games, but certainly calm down here as he watches that one hit the lower part of the strike zone to make it a 3-1 count. So now 3-1, as here's a quick pickoff attempt over to first, but Skinner not going too far. He'll stay on the bag, and we'll get back to work with the 3-1 count. Costin still looking to get on base for his first time as a Rafter. He went 0-4 in the game yesterday with two strikeouts. Similar result in the first game. Is here's the 3-1. That misses way behind him. It missed so far behind him, it didn't even get a chance to hit him. He didn't have to move out of the way, and there's runners on first and second here. So back-to-back free passes, and it brings up J.J. Garcia with nobody out and runners on first and second. Another key opportunity here for the Rafters, as it looks like we're getting some bullpen action from the Woodchucks and a mound visit here of Braden Davis. Davis has issued four free passes and recorded just two outs so far, and they're going to pull him from the game. So after just two outs of action, a new pitcher coming on for Wausau, and with that, we're going to head to a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll get that new pitcher for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, the new pitcher is Zach Wyatt for Wausau. Wyatt comes from the University of Montevallo, a native of Pelham, Alabama. A sophomore right-handed pitcher will go up against J.J. Garcia to start off this frame. And, well, he's hoping that he can calm it down for Wausau if possible, but might be a little bit of a struggle right now the way that things have been looking. The Rafters really looking a lot better from the plate, a little more disciplined as well, taking their walks where they can get them. A little more in depth about Wyatt. He spent two seasons at Montevallo, where his first year he was mostly out of the bullpen and pitched pretty well, but this past year came more as a starter, six starts in 17 appearances, and his ERA inflated to 7.8 over his 36 innings there. So hoping that he can change that up and get a little bit more of a improved season here to bring him into next year. So runners on first and second for the Rafters. Garcia at the plate, right-handed batter. The first pitch here is a little high for ball number one. Garcia hit by a pitch with a full count back in the second, but with the full count, it would have been a walk had it not hit him. Worked that count pretty well. 1-0 count. Swings and misses at this one to bring it back to a 1-1. And Garcia did come around to score back in the second. He was sitting on first base while Guerrero sent one high over his head and over that right field wall. So we'll get to see Guerrero up next. And, man, he's a fun batter to get to watch. Guy from James Madison. He's had some good appearances there this past season, Guerrero. A little bit less as impressive, but you know the talent's there because we've seen it previous seasons. We'll talk about him a little bit more once he comes up to the plate. Runners on first and second with nobody out. And a bunt shown by Garcia, but he had pulled back and it went foul. You could hear him kind of groan there, said, ah, man, shouldn't have done that. Seemed like a good pitch for him, but just missed the bunt attempt. Rafters saw him bunting a little bit during batting practice over at Green Bay. No batting practice today with the rain. 1-2 count. Just got a piece of it, so Garcia staying alive on the swing, and count stays at 1-2. The lights in full effect here at Witter Field as we get more and more into the night sky. It's cloudy out here at 7:52 p.m. The 1-2 count. This one's hit well into center field, but a line drive should be caught by the center fielder. It is. No runner advancing as Skinner stays on second. So there's one away in the bottom of the third. And that one you look at, and if we had the advanced statistics on it, based on purely how hard the ball was hit and its launch angle, that's going to find some ground a lot of the time. Couldn't quite get it where he wanted it to go, though, and right at the center fielder. And now it brings up Guerrero, who I was talking about a little bit ago. Past season at James Madison had a little bit more of a role than his sophomore year, as this pitch misses outside for ball number one. Guerrero, a junior from New Jersey, as Skinner gets a little bit of a lead over there at second base. Over on first, it's Pat Costin. The 1-0 count. This one's hit well into right center field. Going back to the wall. This one is caught at the warning track. Oh, man, the deep part of the ballpark. But the runner advances from second to third. So it ultimately works on Skinner moving into that third base spot just 90 feet away. But no sacrifice is going to be set up. And that one, whew. Man, Guerrero got quite a bit of that ball. Unfortunate that it couldn't find the grass out there or the wall at the very least. Very hard to track that one, but showing off the wheels in center field from Christian Smith-Johnson. Two away here in the bottom of the third. 7-4, the Rafters lead, trying to add on to that as here's a swing and a miss from Brent Gallegos as he goes down in the count 0-1 now. Gallego struck out looking his last time up, which was just one frame ago. This is his third appearance as the first baseman wasn't ready for the pickoff attempt. Tried to get him back. Skinner comes home to score. Now rounding second. There's nobody there. This one's into nearly the bullpen area. And it's a two-base error. Now he's taken off home. It's into the rafters. Dug out the throw at the plate. He is in there. He's safe. Two-run score on the error. A pair of them on the play. And it's 9-4. Oh, man. Disaster strikes for the Woodchucks in the rafters. Score two. Hey, you're not going to see that all too often. So it was an error on the throw is what it's going to go down as. It was off target just a bit from the first baseman. As Costin goes from first to third on that, and then he goes from third home on another throwing error. So an 0-2 count now to Brent Gallegos as the 0-1 was across the plate. Base is empty, and he swings and misses at that pitch and goes down on strikes, and that will do it for the third inning. But craziness is the Rafters still managed to add two to their lead. They scored two runs on no hits. They don't leave anyone on base, but there were two errors in the frame, and it's 9-4 Wisconsin Rapids through three. Here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And a new pitcher on the mound. It's who I mentioned coming out of the bullpen earlier, Jaffet Martinez. Martinez, it's his first time pitching for the Rafters. He came in to the team just yesterday, and originally he was supposed to be here on Monday, but had a couple of problems with his travel. He was taking a flight in, and, well, the flight got canceled on Monday, and he had to stay overnight at a hotel and wait for the first flight here and flying into Madison. He was hoping to travel with the team yesterday, but going from Madison to Wisconsin Rapids, he caught some traffic in the middle of the day and wasn't able to catch the team bus, so he stayed back. Although officially he was activated from the roster yesterday. And, well, with all of that, he was talking to me earlier. He's like, man, I wish I didn't have to wake up for that flight yesterday. It would have been yesterday morning. But he said, yeah, I got to sleep at 8 o'clock p.m. and woke up ready to go today. So that's what he's feeling like. And first pitch is hit over to second base. The throw from Ruiz to Guerrero is in time. And, well, the first pitch from Jaffet Martinez is going to be a 4-3 putout. That's the way to get things started. Throw some strikes here. Got a 9-4 lead to work with. Get some confidence rolling along. Feeling pretty good is now a new batter at the plate, Ryan Pruitt. Christian Smith-Johnson, the one to ground out. Pruitt, the right fielder for Wausau, watches the first pitch right across the plate for strike number one. Pruitt walked both of the two times he was at the plate so far. Came around to score back in the first inning as well as he swings and foul tips this one to make it 0-2. Pruitt, you don't want to let him get on the base paths because he is going to take those extra bases thanks to his speed. Stole second back in the first frame. Here's the 0-2 to him. Misses outside to make it 1-2. Pruitt also did take second base in the second, but it was on defensive indifference. Oh, he waited for the jump. Pruitt from the University of South Florida as this pitch misses outside and makes it 2-2. He's a native of Trophy Club, Texas. Rafters got a